ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवी सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 एंटाइटल्ड क्रिएशन चैप्टर 1 एंड सॉरी चैप्टर 5 एंटाइटल्ड Narada's instruction on Srimad Bhagavatam for Vyasadeva. Text number 9. Yatha dharma dayashchartha. Yatha dharma dayashchartha. Muni varnanu kirtita. Muni varyanu kirtita. न तथा वासुदेवस्य न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमायनुवर्णितः महिमायनुवर्णितः यथा धर्मादयश्चार्था मुनिवर्यानुकीर्तिता न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमायनुवर्णितः यथा धर्मादयश्चार्था मुनिवर्यानुकीर्तिता न तथा वासुदेवस्य महिमायनुवर्णितः यथा एज मच एज धर्म आदयः और ऑल फोर प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ रिलीजियस बिहेवियर च एंड अर्थाः पर्पसेस मुनिवर्य बाय योरसेल्फ द ग्रेट सेज Anukirtita, repeatedly described. Na, not. Tatha, in that way. Vasudevasya, of the personality of Godhead. Shri Krishna, Mahima, glories. He, certainly. Anuvarnitaha, so constantly described. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although, great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles beginning with religious performances, you have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. Translation, please repeat. Although, great sage, you have very broadly described the four principles beginning with religious performances. You have not described the glories of the Supreme Personality, Vasudeva. Purport. The prompt diagnosis of Sri Narada is at once declared the root cause of despondency of Vyasadeva was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various editions of the Puranas. He has certainly, as a matter of course, given descriptions of the glories of Lord Shri Krishna, but not as many as given to religiosity, economic development, sense gratification and salvation. These four items are by far inferior to engagement in the devotional service of the Lord. Sri Vyasadeva, as the authorized scholar, knew very well this difference. And still, instead of giving more importance to the better type of engagement, namely devotional service to the Lord, he had more or less improperly used his valuable time, and thus he was despondent. From this it is clearly indicated that no one can be pleased substantially without being engaged in the devotional service of the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, this fact is clearly mentioned. After liberation, which is the last item in the line of performing religiosity, etc., one is engaged in pure devotional service. This is called the stage of self-realization or the Brahma-Bhuta stage. After attainment of this Brahma-Bhuta stage, one is satisfied. But satisfaction is the beginning of transcendental bliss. One should progress by attaining neutrality and equality in the relative world. And passing this stage of equanimity, one is fixed in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is the instruction of the personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. The conclusion is that in order to maintain the status quo of the Brahma-Bhuta stage, as also to increase the degree of transcendental realization, Narada recommended to Vyasadeva that he, Vyasadeva, should now eagerly and repeatedly describe the path of devotional service. This would cure him from gross despondency. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Mokam Kuroti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripasindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So here we are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, and as Prabhupada mentions, that this Bhagavatam is like a ripened, there is a verse also, third verse of Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is compared to a ripened fruit, very juicy and tasty. So if there is a ripened fruit, you can bite it from anywhere, it would be sweet. So same way, you can open Bhagavatam from anywhere and you can relish the taste. But then in the beginning, preface or foreword there, Srila Prabhupada writes that once you've got some taste, so then we should begin reading systematically, canto by canto, starting from the beginning. So because it's written in a sequence, it may not be a sequence of like correct chronological order, you know, different ages, but the way Bhagavatam is spoken and written, it elevates our consciousness step by step. And then Srila Prabhupada says, by the time you have come to the end of ninth canto, you become God realized. And then one can enter the pastimes of Krishna in 10th canto. So 10th canto is directly the pastimes of Krishna. In other cantos also, it's mentioned here and there. In first canto, Krishna appears first time in chapter 7. the son of Drona punished, he is there, he is driving the chariot of Arjuna, who is chasing Ashwatthama, like that. Then further pastimes are given in third canto also. But tenth canto is very special because it has got directly the pastimes of Krishna. That's why Srila Prabhupada first he wrote the Krishna book, so that we won't miss out the essence of the whole, the summum bonum of whole Bhagavatam. That's the tenth canto. So first canto, in the first section here, we see this discussion between sages of Naimisharanya and Suta Goswami. So the different questions were asked and they were answered. And then there is a description given how this Srimad Bhagavatam, the whole lineage is traced from Krishna, Brahma and Narada, then to Vyasadev, then Vyasadev's son is Shukdev Goswami, and then further he is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj. So then in these first six chapters, all these things are described. This is the first section. So how this came and how Vyasadev began to write Srimad Bhagavatam, what were the different circumstances like that. So in this fifth chapter particularly, we see Narad Muni, who is spiritual master of Vyasadev, he is instructing Vyasadev about that he is telling him the cure, that why, how to cure your dissatisfaction after writing massive literature, Mahabharata, Puranas, he divided the Vedas, he did so much work, but still he was not satisfied. So here we see Vyasadev is referred to as Munivarya, the great sage. Some places is also called Mahamuni. It's a great sage. Muni means a sage. There's different meanings of the word Muni. You can see when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he described 61 meanings, different meanings of Atmaram verse to Sanatan Goswami. There, in that Atmaram verse, the word Muni also comes, and he describes various meanings of word Muni. So Muni can mean, you know, one who is silent or doesn't speak, you know. But for us, for Krishna conscious people, devotees, silent means we don't just, you know, you're not speaking anything. Silence for us means we don't speak about mundane topics. That's silence. So that's being a Muni. And also it means if you're silent, it's not that you're just blank, you know. If you're not speaking, one is not speaking means he goes inwards and he meditates. Smarna, like that. If we are speaking all the time, then it's hard to. But if we are speaking about Krishna, that's good. We can speak 24 hours, Kirtaniya Sadahari. But then that would lead to meditation. Because what we speak, what we hear, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu Smarnam. And what we speak, what we hear, that's what will come in mind. So that's why one of the qualities of a devotee is that he is very grave. So he reflects, he is introspective. So that's what, he's a Muni. So he reflects, he goes in, okay, he analyzes. That's the use of intelligence. Use of intelligence means we analyze our life, okay. I came in touch with Krishna consciousness at that time. And where am I now? Am I hanging on to the same anarthas? Or, you know, I've improved. Okay, I have these things, so how to go further, like that. lot of work has to be done, so one has to intelligently think, introspect, and then go further like that. So here Vyasadeva is referred by his spiritual master as great Muni, you know, greatest of the thinkers, greatest of the sages. And this greatest of the sages, he is dissatisfied. So what is our position? So that's the point. So if such a great thinker and a great sage, great learned person, he can be so dissatisfied and depressed, so where are we? So like that. That's the lesson to be learned here, that we have to be very careful and always take guidance from our spiritual master. So here Narad Muni is telling Vyasadeva about the cause of his despondency, of his dissatisfaction. He is telling him that you have mentioned about the four principles of religious behavior, dharma, adaya. So the four principles mentioned are dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So he said you have mentioned all those, and also you have mentioned glories of Krishna. It's not that he did not mention at all, but he said these are much inferior, these dharma, artha, kama, moksha are much inferior to the topics directly relating to Krishna. So the superior thing has to be stressed upon more. So in the previous, before writing Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva had elaborated more on the subject of dharma, artha, kama and moksha. So we can ask, you know, we may ask that then if this is more important, then why not just mention, why not just write Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, why did Vyasadeva write so much? Because people are at different levels of advancement. So he understood this Kali Yuga is about to start, so there are people at different levels of advancement or degradation. So he has to give accordingly, give medicine accordingly, like that. So see, like dharma, artha, kama, moksha, so out of these four, first three are pretty much dealings within the material world. You know, you follow different religious processes, economic development, sense gratification, you know. The fourth one is special, the moksha. Moksha tells about, okay, getting out of the material world. But first three are within the material realm. And same thing we can see in Bhagavad Gita. Krishna also does that. He also first gives basics, you know, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Dharma, artha, kama. He doesn't even touch, initially he doesn't touch moksha. And then he goes further. And in the end, the conclusion is that you just surrender unto me and do devotional service. So he was raising the consciousness of Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. And same way, Vyasadeva wanted to do that. So Krishna tells Arjuna that, oh, you are saying you won't fight, you don't want to fight. So he says, but no, if you fight, this is very beneficial for you. He says, hato va prapsasi swargam jitva va bhokshase mahim tasmad uttishta kaunteya yuddhaya krita nishya. He said, if you die, you will achieve heavenly planets, which is within material worlds. But he is giving him some like a motivation. Okay, even if you die, if you lose the war, you die, you will still achieve heavenly planets, because there are two types of deaths which are very glorious. If a devotee dies, that's very glorious, because it doesn't matter if a devotee lives or dies. He is serving now, he will serve later. So that's very glorious. Whenever a devotee dies, it's very glorious. And another type of glorious death, this is mentioned by Vritrasura actually in 6th canto, these two types of deaths which are glorious. So another one is when a kshatriya, he is fighting with full, he is giving his full, and he dies on a battlefield, that's also very glorious. So that's what Krishna is telling Arjuna, that if you die, you will go, that's very glorious, you will go back. You'll go to heavenly planets. And if you win, you win, that's very good anyway. You'll get the whole earth as your kingdom. So that's why he's just giving him some motivations. That's not highest, but he's starting with that. So that's why Vyasadev also, he has mentioned these dharma, artha, kama, moksha, at least to induce people to start following the Vedas and then come to the point of bhakti. But here Narad Muni is in a mild way is chastising Vyasadev that you should elaborate on this principle of devotional service like that. So devotional service stage is, of course, it's higher than dharma, artha, kama, but it's much higher than the even moksha stage. So here it's written that this moksha or brahma bhuta, when you are liberated from the material world, you may reach the brahma bhuta stage. And that is actually brahma bhuta stage, as mentioned here also, it's described. What is brahma bhuta stage? When you are liberated, it's brahma bhuta prasannatma na shochiti na kangshati sama sarveshu bhuteshu mad bhaktim labhate param. So when you are liberated, when you are out of the cycle of birth and death, your consciousness is merged in transcendence, then na shochiti na kangshati, there is no hankering, no lamentation, then there is satisfaction, there is full peace. But that is actually, for impersonalists, that's the highest goal. But for devotees, that's Brahman realization. For devotees, that's just the beginning of spirituality. Devotees, they go to Bhagwan level, Bhagwan realization. So that's much higher. The devotional service to Lord is much higher than this Brahma Bhuta stage. So on material platform, when someone is on a material bodily platform, there is a lot of dissatisfaction. Sometimes there are flickering happiness and misery like that. So it's very dissatisfying. I heard an example by His Holiness Devamrita Swami. He was saying this material situation is like, you know, someone is facing a strong torchlight on your face, on your eyes, and he's just switching on and off, it's like, you know, that's like material situation, happiness, misery. So one is very frustrating. You would say either you let it be on or just switch it off like that. I want some constant sense of, you know, something. Flickering is very frustrating, you know, very annoying, flickering situation. So that's material situation. Chapalasukha, very minute happiness you get. So then one wants peace, you know, peace, Om Shanti, you know, you want peace, you want to merge. So that's Brahma Bhuta level. You're out of material existence and you are peaceful. But that's not even highest. It is said the Brahmananda or the happiness that you derive from merging into Brahman is just like a one drop compared to the whole ocean of ecstasy that's in devotional service, in bhakti. That's just one drop, that happiness. So how much happiness is, you know, how much is one drop compared to the ocean? So that's the thing. So that's why Narad Muni is stressing here that you must go further. And how to go further? In this verse, actually, you see two times it's written, Anu Kirtita, end of second line and end of fourth line. Anu Kirtita means repeatedly described, Anu Varnita, so constantly described. So he's saying you repeatedly and constantly actually describe the glories of Krishna directly. So that's what he's stressing. In Bhagavad Gita, it says one who is a great devotee or a Mahatma, he is actually always Mahatmanas tu mam partha devim prakriti mashita, he is always taking shelter of the spiritual energy. And how he does? So this verse is 9.13. 9.14, the next verse says, Satatam kirtayantam yatantascha devata. So how does he directly take shelter of the spiritual energy is given here. Anukirtika, Anuvarnika, or Satatam Kirtayantoma. Always he is chanting. That's what Mahaprabhu said. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always chant the glories of Lord and hear the glories of the Lord. So that's why he is giving Vyasadeva these instructions that you must constantly glorify the Lord. So here we can see the role of the spiritual master. So and how he appeared, Vyasadeva, he just appeared by his own sweet will. So this is very, for devotees, this is a very nice, satisfying point to understand that actually Krishna is within the heart of everyone, and for devotees, he directly deals with devotees. So if there is a problem, which is very natural, we are trying to do devotional service in Kali Yuga, in the material world, so naturally